this is Carl Sabatino.
And hello, I'm Roland Smith.
And this is Smith Sabatino, heard here, as we are every week, on America Weekend, on the Envision Radio Network, and to our listeners and our affiliated stations down the line. Good day and welcome. And with all of that, Roland, please.
Carl, on my way in today, I take the train in, and you drive in, or you take the bus, or
yes.
whatever.
The bus experience we've already talked
about.
Right. Yes.
Okay. So I take the train.
Yes.
And now, very crowded train today. Normally, I can have a seat or two. That's not a problem with somebody who sits down. Now, full disclosure, I'm an older guy.
Yes.
You know.
But young at heart.
Well, thank you. So this elderly woman sits down next to me.
Yes.
Carl, with a perfume that started out pleasant and became absolutely offensive.
Oh, Lord.
You know, I'm just wondering, you know, I don't want to get myself into trouble here.
Yes.
But why is it that some older women use so much perfume that it becomes offensive?
That's a good question. I was stuck in one of those situations some years ago on a flight to London.
It was not,
and I was not in first tier. I was in, as they say, I was in baggage, way in the back of the plane. Nice lady, but she had the perfume going, and it was for half hours.
Well,
it had me going.
I was trying to, you know, realize or rationalize why that could possibly happen.
Yes.
I imagine it's because the olfactory system, as we get older, both men and women, change.
Well, men do it as well.
Aftershave.
Aftershave. Right. Oh,
yeah,
gosh. Some men, they just pour it on.
Well, and it's usually older men.
Yes, that's true. That's true. And I don't know why. And I'm hoping that I'm not going to fall into that category. I'm hoping I'm not. Because also our bodies change. As our bodies change, I believe chemically we're more affected by it the older we get. That's my opinion,
mm-hmm.
okay? I believe it's more absorbed the younger we are, because there's certain things that are happening. I'm sure a doctor who can come on and tell us more about this. But it really, I try to be pleasant and nice about it. I really do. I try to be pleasant and nice about it.
Well, from my perspective, knowing you would always be pleasant and nice.
Yes.
I still think it's the olfactory system that does not process the pheromones or whatever you call those things that create the aroma of a perfume.
I would hope as we get older. That we are sensitive to that as we are sensitive to those who are older than us. And this is what I was taught many years ago. Be as sensitive as you can be, because someday that will be you. Okay.
Good point.
It is a good point. And I'm hoping that, by the way, it was a 6.5 hours. She was an absolute charm. I mean, she was just wonderful. From Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Miriam. The name just popped into my head. Miriam. And she was just a lovely lady.
She may be listening.
She might be. Miriam, if you're listening in Pittsburgh, I do apologize. But I couldn't get up. I was a much younger man at the time. I was a younger man. I was in my late 30s, yeah, give or take. And
no, she's not listening.
She's not.
I'm sorry.
she might be. But she was just a dear woman. I had a wonderful conversation through dinner and all that kind of stuff that you have. We watched the movie and all that kind of good stuff. But I walked off that plane. I had a headache you could not imagine. My head was ready to bang off my head. We landed at about 8 o'clock in the morning, whatever the heck it was, their time. And it was a problem. But I was good about it. And I did not give any other indication other than I managed to get relief when I went to the bathroom. What else can I say?
Well, I didn't get any kind of headache or anything like that. It just was so overpowering. And I was just got thinking about, you know, pontificating on the effect of perfume in a closed environment.
I'm wondering if this is going to have an effect on the rest of the show.
You never know.
You have that glassy look in your eyes. I'm wondering.
Well, we have a lot of interesting people coming on.
Yes, we do.
Today,
we have a very interesting
as we always do.
Yes, we do. We keep it live and lively.
And one of us is always interesting.
And we're lively. Carl Sabatino being lively with Roland Smith. We're back.
America Weekend. Welcome to American Biker Minute. Who is this?
I'm Scott with Baker Drivetrain with our new compensator sprocket kit for 07 and later models. Replace the factory cruise drive compensator kit.
Today on American Biker Minute.
Do you have troubled skin or acne? With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Call Proactive Plus now and receive a 60-day risk-free trial along with two free extras and free shipping. Call 800-393-6139. That's 1-800-393-6139.
Jeff Ryan for American Biker Minute. Will this compensator actually last?
Compensator kit. Built to last, it's got a patented oil grooving design in the back that force feeds the oil into the lobes and designed to last. It's a lubrication issue that causes the failure on those. And Harley has come out with four different versions of that so far. They failed on every one, so finally we've got enough requests for it. We decided to make one. We've been in development for about a year now, taking orders on them now. They retail at $399, comparable to the Harley setup.
American Biker Minute, your passport to the open road on two wheels.
Big Success in a Minute with George and Mary Lynn.
How much are you worth? More than you think, according to Picasso.
He was sitting in a park one day, sketching away. A woman recognized the great painter.
She begged him to draw her. To her delight, he agreed.
Minutes later, he handed her the portrait. She raved about it, then asked how much she owed him.
Picasso said, $5,000.
She protested, but it only took you 5 minutes.
No, it took me my whole life, he replied.
You have a lifelong talent, too. What's easy for you to do, which others find difficult?
The answer will help you get paid like Picasso. It leads to big success.
Find big success at BIGGSuccess.com.
Do you have troubled skin or acne? With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Call Proactive Plus now and receive a 60-day risk-free trial along with two free extras and free shipping. Call 800-393-6139. That's 1-800-393-6139.